Once upon a time, in a peaceful village surrounded by golden fields of wheat, a hardworking farmer named Henry tended to his crops with great care. Every morning, he admired the sun-kissed landscape and thanked the heavens for the bounty of nature. But one season, Henry noticed something troubling. Flocks of mischievous cranes were swooping down to feast on his precious grains. Determined to protect his livelihood, Henry devised a plan. He set up sturdy nets across the field, hoping to catch the greedy cranes in the act. "If I don't stop them," he thought, "there will be nothing left for me or my family." The storks visit one bright morning. A stork named Max flew over the farmer's field. Max was a kind-hearted bird with long legs and elegant feathers. Unlike the cranes, Max had no interest in stealing. He was simply passing by, marveling at the golden wheat swaying in the breeze. However, as he landed to rest his tired wings, Max found himself surrounded by the mischievous cranes. "Come, Max," they called. "Feast with us. There's plenty to go around." Max hesitated. "No, I don't steal. It's not right," he said firmly. But before he could take flight, Henry's trap was triggered. The net sprang up, catching not only the cranes but poor Max as well. The birds flapped their wings in panic, but escape was impossible. Caught in the net later that evening, Henry arrived to check his trap. His eyes lit up with anger when he saw the wriggling mass of birds. "Aha! I've caught you thieves at last," he shouted. Max pleaded, "Please, kind farmer, let me go. I am not like the cranes. I don't steal. I was merely resting." But Henry shook his head. "You were in the company of thieves. Whether you stole or not, you chose to be among them. And for that, you must face the same fate." A lesson learned the next morning, Henry released Max and the cranes, sparing their lives but warning them never to return. Max flew away, his heart heavy with regret. He realized how dangerous it could be to keep the wrong company, even if his intentions were pure. As for the cranes, they learned to stay away from Henry's fields. The farmer's crops thrived once more, and the village celebrated a plentiful harvest that year. Moral of the story: choose your company wisely, for you are judged by the company you keep.